Hello and welcome once again to Studies in the Gospels, heard each week right here on the Gospel Radio Network. My name is Chris McElyea, your host for this program, where each week we examine the life of Christ as found in the four Gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We are in the portion of our study as we are looking at the events of that week before the cross. And today, for our consideration, we're going to look at the parable of the 10 virgins. Our text today will come from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. The parable of the 10 virgins teaches us to be prepared for the judgment, for we certainly do not know when it will come. The warning of this parable is very clear. It is that many will not be prepared for the return of the Lord. We need to honestly examine ourselves so that we will be prepared. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5 says, "Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified?" So now let's consider the parable of the 10 virgins, Matthew 25, beginning in verse 1. "Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, 'Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him.' Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'No, lest there should not be enough for us and you. But go rather to those who sell, and buy for yourselves.' And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered and said, 'Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming.'" Now let's break things down a little closer. Let's go back now to verses 1 and 2. "Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish." So our passage begins with the word "then." This points us to the fact that when the second coming comes, these events will then happen. All 10 are said to be virgins, denoting their purity. And all of the virgins set out to meet the bridegroom. And we, as children of God, must be prepared to meet our God. For 5 were and 5 were not. 5 of the virgins remained wise, and 5 became foolish. But all 10 represent Christians. This parable does not represent the alien sinner. The 10 represented here represent those who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. But 5 of these become foolish, just as many saints today become foolish. These 5 represent those who may fill the pews, but stand unprepared to meet their God. This brings to mind the hymn we often sing as a song of encouragement or invitation. Prepare to meet thy God, written by J.H. Stanley. Careless soul, why will you linger, wandering from the fold of God? Hear you not the invitation? Oh, prepare to meet thy God. Why so thoughtless are you standing, while the fleeting years go by, and your life is spent in folly? Oh, prepare to meet thy God. Hear you not the earnest pleading of your friends who wish thou well? And perhaps before tomorrow you'll be called to meet your God. If you spurn the invitation till the Spirit shall depart, then you'll see your sad condition, unprepared to meet thy God. Careless soul, oh, heed the warning, for your life will soon be gone. Oh, how sad to face the judgment, unprepared to meet thy God. And so now let's look more at these foolish ones in verse 3. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. 5 of the virgins were prepared, and 5 had not stayed prepared. But my friends, we can only go to the judgment with the preparation we have done. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10 says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, we read in verses 13 and 14, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Now back to our text in verse 5. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him." The bridegroom's delay is the thought of the second coming. You see, we do not know how long it will be till Jesus returns any more than the 5 virgins knew when the bridegroom would return. It is utterly heartbreaking to think how many people each one of us know that believe they can do whatever they please in this life, since God does not immediately judge our lives. We think of 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The 10 virgins were all slumbering and sleeping. They had no idea that the bridegroom was about to show up. But 5 were ready if he did, and 5 were not. In fact, of those within the sound of my voice today, some will be prepared and some will not. Since we do not know when the Lord is coming, we must be prepared. Mark chapter 13 and verse 32 says, "But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." During that night, the cry was made that the bridegroom was coming, and it was then too late to make any further preparations, and such will be the case at the return of our Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17 says, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord." See, at that point, a last-minute preparation will be futile, as the 5 foolish virgins would discover. Verse 7. "Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'No, lest there should not be enough for us and you. But go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves.' When the day of judgment comes, you will not be able to borrow the oil from anyone else. Each one will be judged by the deeds done in this body. And we cannot be saved by the preparation or the works of another person, not even our spouse or our parent or our child. In Galatians chapter 6, verses 4 and 5, we read, "But let every man prove his own work, and then he shall have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden." Now back to our text, verse 10 says that, "And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut." Almost persuaded is a hymn we sing often. And that's where these people find themselves. Maybe the saddest song ever written. Almost persuaded now to believe. Almost persuaded Christ to receive. Seems now some soul to say, "Go, Spirit, go thy way. Some more convenient day on thee I'll call." Almost persuaded, harvest is past. Almost persuaded, doom comes at last. almost cannot avail. Almost is but to fail. Sad, sad that bitter wail. Almost but lost. Often we hear individuals pray for sin committed and the sins of omission. Here what we find is an example of the latter. The sin of these five virgins was not something immoral or something impure, but it was what they did not do to prepare. James chapter 4 and verse 17 says, "Therefore to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin." And the door was shut. The door will be shut for you and I when we die, or Christ returns, whichever comes first. The door can also be shut when one loses their mental ability in a car wreck, perhaps Alzheimer's or some other disease. The door is shut when we become unprepared. In verse 11, it says, "Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered and said, 'Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you.' While we are yet alive, God's grace and salvation is extended to all men. But a day comes when we run out of opportunities, like the foolish virgins." He said, "I do not know you." How sad it will be if you are not recognized as one of his faithful children. This is Christians who have not been faithful. They are not the ones to who he said, "I never knew you." In Matthew chapter 7 and verse 23, it says, "And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." In verse 13 in our text, finally, it says, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." So when we think about this parable, the ultimate purpose of this parable is to remind us and warn us to be prepared. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 13 says, "Watch. Stand fast in the faith. Be brave. Be strong." So let's consider some of the things that we learn from this parable. We do not know when the Lord will return, so we must always be prepared. There is going to come a time when it is too late to prepare for our souls. We cannot share our obedience with others on the day of judgment. We must understand that we will be judged on an individual basis, and one day the door of opportunities will be shut. Realize that we have no promise of tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. And our faith, genuine faith, will be accompanied by works, which is preparation. We also learn from this parable that the doctrine of once saved, always saved is a false doctrine. Also, we learn that premillennialism is a false doctrine. The virgins were in the kingdom before the second coming. So important lessons for us from the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew 25, verses 1 through 13. I want to thank you for joining me today. I hope our time together has been edifying for you. It has certainly encouraged me to have you join us. And I hope that if the Lord wills, we'll be together again next week at this same time as we continue to look at the life of Christ. And remember, this program will be replayed this evening at this same time on the PM side and posted to the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in a day or so. So until we meet again, this is Chris saying so long, have a great day, and may God bless you.